walking the cobblestone streets of this beautiful Danish town led me through places that looked like they were taken from Disney World. It's weird to see a building that was erected about the same time that the pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock. It's even stranger to see a McDonald's in a building that's older than that. The world turned out to be a little bigger than I expected, and I felt lost. I've never been as lonely either. My new flat was not only furnished, courtesy of Emma's basement, but it came complete with friends my age who didn't mind helping me move in. Even Emil, who was still nursing a hangover, supervised from my couch. And then there was Emma, who was more grandmother than landlord. I never imagined that my first place on my own would be on the other side of the world, or that where I would wind up would change my life forever. The fact is, I was home. I knew exactly what she meant. There's nothing more undercover than a closeted gay guy. But I guess I'd pass the test, because Marge called Langley and put me on the duty roster. Now all I had to do was go home and wait for my first assignment.